Well, we, for the last 6 years, I think it's been, have worked closely with Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and her staff and board to make sure that we acknowledge a big little pair every month. And sometimes it's a big sister, little sister. Sometimes it's a big couple with a boy or a girl. And today we have with us Joe Hariza. I hope I got that, Joe. How'd
that's
I do?
Fine. Well, that's
Hariza?
Harza.
Harza. Well, I want to get it correct. and I figured, what better way? I'll find out, you know, as we're talking. So Joe Hariza is here, and Joe's brother Nathaniel is here too. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
11.
And can you tell me the school that you go to?
Washington Park.
And is that in Washington County, or where is Washington Park? I see Joe nodding his head. Is that in Washington County?
It's in Washington, PA.
Okay. In Washington, Pennsylvania. We have a station in Washington, and I was just in Washington a couple weeks ago. And I think I actually may have driven by your school, now that I think about it. What do you like in school? Is there a subject you like a lot?
Math.
What are you doing in math right now?
Like, division.
Long division?
Yeah.
So you might have to divide like a two-digit number into a three- or four-digit number.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do? Are you doing okay with it?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to do it. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Okay. And do you ever use a calculator? I was curious.
Sometimes.
Do you to check your work? Sometimes. Before I forget, can you tell me about your family? And if you would like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on WNJR in Washington, this is a perfect time to do it.
My mom and my grandma is listening to it.
Well, great. Anybody else? Do you have any brothers and sisters or anybody else in your family?
Yeah, but they're at daycare.
Well, they may be able to hear this back, so we can go ahead and say hello to them. Maybe they'll hear it later.
Hello, Michaela.
Is Michaela your sister?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 10.
So you've got a little sister.
Yeah.
And you also have a big brother. Let me learn more about Joe. Are you from Washington County as well?
I am, yes.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a father of two children, the 24 and 20, and I sell industrial equipment in the western Pennsylvania and Ohio territory, and I'm really excited to be part of Big Brothers.
Is Nathaniel the first little brother you've had?
He is.
What prompted you to get involved with the program?
Well, I had heard an advertisement a couple years ago, and my wife told me at that time I needed to wait until my children had gone off to college and would have a little bit more time to commit. So a year and a half ago, my son went off to college, and Nathaniel and I were matched, and it's been a great experience.
I always like to talk about that first matching time. Nathaniel, had you ever had a big brother before?
No.
So what was it like? Like, I guess your mom or grandma maybe asked you if you'd like to do this, or were you just sort of told you're going to have a big brother? Like, do you remember how that all went down?
My mom just told me, she signed me up for it.
And how did you feel about that at the time?
Good.
Cool. And how did you guys meet? What was the first thing you did?
Well, like, we waited a couple of days, and he came to the house, and we met.
And did you hit it off right away? Like, did you feel comfortable with each other right away?
Yeah.
Look at him. He's smiling. You tell me your memories of that.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I was warned that some of these first meetings can be a little testy from the standpoint of
not
getting
not with Nathaniel.
The,
I could already tell.
Well, that's exactly what I found out. I was expecting that I was going to have to pull every answer from him, and 45 minutes went like a blink of the eye. We just hit it off really well and had a great conversation, and it was a great start.
What other kinds of stuff do you like to do, Nathaniel, with or without Joe? But like, do you have any hobbies or things you really like doing?
Football. I play football.
Do you play on a team?
Yeah.
What's the team's name?
It's called East Wash.
And do you prefer offense or defense or certain position?
Defense.
Nice. And what do the two of you like to do together? Are there some things you can remember? Like, do you remember something really funny that happened with you and Joe?
We went to this play at the school.
What was it called?
West Side something.
West Side Story?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Jets and the Sharks and yeah. A little Romeo and Juliet sort of happening there. Had you ever been to a play before?
Yeah.
Do you like going to plays?
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Joe? Are there some things maybe that you've done that you never would have done? Now, you've got two older kids, but this is a different era. Are there some things you're doing that you never would have done otherwise?
Well, no. I mean, we're doing a lot of similar things that I had done maybe with my children, but I think what I'm finding is in many of the experiences, some of the things that I didn't expect would be that exciting for Nathaniel have turned out to be some of the most exciting events and outings that we've had. So that's been the big surprise.
Tell me about a couple of those.
Well, one was we were coming into town to go to the sports museum in the Strip District, and we decided to take the T from South Hills Village in lieu of driving in. And just stopping at each little community on the South Hills on the way in, Nathaniel was really intrigued by the area.
Yeah, you've probably never been on the subway, right?
No.
That had to be a ball.
So, that was a great experience. And then and another opportunity we had was just when we were I talked to Nathaniel one evening, and he said, I wish we could get together tomorrow. And I had a day full of errands to do, and he said, can I go with you? And he spent the day working with me and doing things, and we just had a very, very good experience.
I bet you were probably really helpful on that day, too, I'll bet, trying
yeah.
to keep track of everything. What's the best part of spending time together, do you think, Nathaniel?
We do a lot of things together.
Can you tell me about some of the things you really like to do?
Like, we go to, like, the rec center to play basketball. We went to a hockey game against the Oilers, and we went to a Pitt spring football game, and we went to a Pitt basketball game.
See, and you do like your sports.
And we went to a Steeler game against the Browns.
Wow. Do you remember when that Oilers game was? Because I saw the Pens play the Oilers in mid-March. We may have been at the same game.
I think it was the same game.
Because we had a special fundraiser with the Penguins that day. The Pens charity assist raffle was that day. So how do you two keep in touch when you don't see each other? Do you talk during the week?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Like, I call him or he calls me, and that's, you know, like when our outings are.
Well, that's nice. Have you ever seen where Joe works?
Like, he works in the little office thing. I haven't. Like, I've seen where it was.
Yeah, I imagine he travels a lot, given how he described this job. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Be working at oil fields.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. It just seems fun.
Yeah. Have you been out to an oil field, or have you met any drillers or, folks working with oil or natural gas?
Well, my friend's dad, he works in the oil fields.
Close in Washington?
I don't know where it's at.
That's interesting. There's a lot of oil, the very first oil well ever, a commercial oil well was in Oil City, Pennsylvania. Actually, I think in Franklin. That'd be a good trip for you guys to take. There's the Drake Oil Well Museum is up there, and you can see that. And you could use your long division in doing that. You could say, like, I've got 30 barrels of oil divided by $500 per gallon, or however much it is. Do you ever read at all, like books for fun?
No.
Not too much? You like to be active and outdoors more?
Yeah.
It sounds like. How about, do you cook?
No.
No? I'm trying to think of other things you might do for fun besides sports. Any games? Like video games?
I got a PlayStation 2.
Cool. Do you have a favorite game?
I have football.
See, we got a football guy here. Very much so. Cheryl Jones is here, too, from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
It's so nice to have you here. I can tell you're watching these two with a lot of pride, and you do. I mean, you know all of the matches so well, but these guys seem really special.
Yeah, I met Joe earlier this week.
Oh, you're kidding.
From the Washington folks that we only run into occasionally, and they've been great. I'm quite impressed with their relationship so far.
Yeah, it's great. Now, have you met Joe's other kids, his older kids?
Yeah, but I haven't met his daughter. I only met his son.
Okay. And maybe that'll happen. I don't know where she lives, but that should happen sometime soon. Well, I got some stuff for you. I have a radio broadcasting patch that you can have. And I always worry, I forget to check. Yes, indeed, I have a family pass to the museum, which you can use today if you want to go up around the museum. There's a lot of cool stuff for older kids like you, too. It's not just for little kids. There's a water exhibit where you can get wet if you want to do that. You don't have to go today. You could go anytime. There's also right above us is an exhibit all about airplanes and air called Whoosh. And it's kind of cool. So you can go up, just bring that to the front desk and they'll give you a wristband.
Great.
And you can go around. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Nathaniel?
Thank you for the pass.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming here. It takes a lot of courage to go on the radio. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Joe?
I just like to ask people out there to get involved and volunteer some time. I think Big Brothers has been a great experience for me, and I think others could benefit by it as well.
And Cheryl?
Well, I just like to share just a little bit that April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, and we recently just had a dinner, a volunteer recognition dinner, and we had saluted our graduating matches, which means they're going to formally end their relationship through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but they shared some really meaningful impacts, and I actually hope that in several years we'll see Joe and Nathaniel at that, and they can share similar stories, because I think they've got a great start.
And let me add that if you would like additional information on Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-363-6100 or bbbspittsburgh.org, there's always a need. And, you know, just hanging out together, shopping, like you were saying. You thought you had no time for Nathaniel because you were running so many errands, but you know, just being in the same car, you know, standing in line together. It's a lot of fun, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us. Mm-hmm.